I'm Neil Smith, and you're listening to Ravens Weekly.
You could have been a supporter of any football team. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 12 of Ravens Weekly, the official Bromley FC podcast sponsored by Crown Ash Developments. As ever, I'm joined by Matt.
Hello.
And Cookie's with us again.
Hello.
We've got a busy one coming up this week. It's an FA Cup special, which is very exciting.
Well, I did wake up this morning with sweats, Jeff, so it must be FA Cup fever.
Hashtag magic of the cup.
Fantastic. Oh, where's that from?
That's Kenneth Fay.
Oh,
I use that tweet.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, coming up on this week's show,
we review our non-league day fixture against Barrow.
We catch up with Neil Smith after that one.
We discuss the Bromley Business Awards.
He wasn't sure there.
We catch up with new signing Joe Quigley.
The Bromley Boys is coming out to DVD.
Oi. And we get the lowdown out of our trip to Gloucester.
Brilliant, fantastic. Thank you very much, guys. Thank you to everybody who's tuning in, listen, downloading our podcast. It's much appreciated as always. I think we're going to start with obviously non-league day. Fantastic day all round, really. Result, crowd, everything.
Fourth biggest crowd in the
non-league football, I think. Yeah, only beaten by Salford,
Leighton Orient,
and Eastleigh. Yeah, I mean,
exactly. I mean, 10,000 season ticket holders.
10,000 season holders, yeah, I don't know. Anyway, but the actual game itself, before we hear from Neil Smith, obviously, Matt, you're up there, you see it all. Your verdict on the result?
Yeah, so I think we started off really, really well. We're in complete control of the game. We could have been 2-3-0 up within the first 20 minutes, really. In typical Bromley fashion, we invited a bit of pressure on ourselves in the second half and really had to sort of fight it out. Lots of resilience at the back. Barrow equalising with a stunning goal after Omar put us ahead early on. And then it was down to counter-attacks late on. And fortunately, quite a lucky goal, wasn't it? I don't know if you got a view of it at all, Cookie.
I saw absolutely none of the game.
Well,
expert analysis. Expert analysis there, as always.
A bit of a lucky goal. A bit of a lucky winning goal. Frankie Raymond's free kick just creeping past everyone and in. But a deserved win in the end. And like you say, Jeff, a great day for many reasons.
It's three wins in four now. And since Solio, it's turned around absolutely on form, which is fantastic to see.
That's quite an important call to take.
More important than the podcast, but we'll keep this going. So
he's got a tyre pressure warning light on his car, I think. Don't stop going on about it all week, honestly.
But anyway,
drives a Beamer.
It was fantastic to get another 3 points, and that's 10 points in 12. And I'll tell you what, after the Solihull game...
Is it 10 in 12? I thought it was 12 and 15, or 13 and 15 or something. No,
because after the Solihull game, people were obviously worried, and obviously now we're one of the most informed teams.
Fantastic response, yeah, like you said, fantastic response since that defeat, which feels like a long time ago now. Who better to summarise and give us their verdict than manager Neil Smith? And he's up now.
Neil, a very successful non-league day overall.
Brilliant. You know, we've said it in the week. You know, the club were promoting this game for new supporters, young supporters coming in with their parents and stuff like that. And it was about us putting on a performance that hopefully brings them back again, having a great day and, you know, come and support Bromley. But I thought the boys were outstanding today.
Bit of a nail-biting end again, but resilience again for the second week in a row sees us hold out.
Yeah, they're a good side. They're a really good side. They get it down, they pass, they play. They're very patient. So we had to be patient on the other side without possession. And when we got our chances, we had to take them, and I think we did.
And Frankie Raymond's goal, a bit of a bizarre one. Lovely celebrations on the touchline from you.
Yeah, brilliant. I think that shows how badly we want to win a game, and just individually, but together. You know, both Franks' deliveries are spot on. You know, to score, and Omar to score from a set play as well. And obviously, to get the winner from one.
And you've got a little fan club here, fans
for
the future.
Yeah, brilliant. We want to back more and more, don't we? So, well done, mate.
Well done, Neil!
Thank you.
And we switch our attentions to FA Cup next week, where we visit Gloucester. They lost 1-0 to Billericay today.
Well, that then it says how good they are. You know, Billericay have got a strong side, they're doing really well in the league. So we know it's going to be difficult. We're away from home as well, they're at home. So a cup from cup run's always, you know, an important thing for us to try and do and achieve with a club like Bromley. So fingers crossed, we're going to enjoy tonight, we're going to enjoy the weekend, and then Monday we'll focus on the FA Cup.
Neil, congratulations, thank you.
Cheers, thank you.
Well done, guys.
Brilliant.
Brilliant as ever to hear from Neil Smith. Obviously, no doubt you could also hear there the amount of kids playing in the background there as Neil's doing his interview on the pitch. Obviously, Matt, a lot more than just the football going on Saturday.
Well, what a busy day it was. Two Bromley youth teams down, the under-9 Invictors and under-9 Solace, and they were our mascots for the afternoon. They had a wonderful time. We also welcomed down Parkfield Panthers, who were a non-Bromley youth team. They've been recently set up by a group of dads, one of whom I know, Tony, very well. And they
I'm going to touch on that note. We whole idea is to welcome our own youth teams. We have obviously about 32 of them, and so we try and bring them close to the club on match days, and they get to meet the players beforehand and be the mascots, etc. But also to try and open it up beyond just our own football club. We obviously put the opportunity out there to local youth teams to be our flag bearers for the day. Again, they get to meet the players, have a bit of involvement, and that seems to have gone down really well. It's the second time we've done it so far this season. I think we've already got a couple of teams lined up for future games, and I'm sure as ever, if you are involved in another local team or know of a team that this may well be of interest to, then I can get in touch with yourself, Matt.
Absolutely, matt@bromleyfc.co.uk. Look forward to getting more.
I thought you were going to chat your Twitter handle out there for a second.
I'm not.
He's got about eight.
I'm not like cooking. I'm not all about self promotion on social
but,
media.
on that note, Parkfield Panthers, I do have to read out a couple of messages that I saw over on social media. I think it was Facebook and Instagram and stuff. Hashtag Parkfield Panthers. The under sevens loved today, meeting the team and being able to go onto the pitch. Thanks for the opportunity and have made their day. And then to see Bromley win, a lot of happy little people. Thank you so much for having us. They had an amazing day, and so did us parents. The under sevens went home extremely happy today. Hashtag Bromley FC. Well, Palace, Parkfield Panthers had the best day. Thanks so much, Bromley FC. Brilliant, really, really nice. You know, and we spent a lot of time on the Monday going back over social media. We had some emails and letters on other points as well, which I think you're going to come on to. But it really was a day of celebration of our record crowd, I think, for the season so far, 2,211. With all due respect to Barrow, not the most glamorous of opposition. I think in our heads we would have loved it to have been the week before and been at home to Salford and it being non-league day, etc. But nevertheless, a fantastic crowd. It sort of keeps us on track of wanting to make sure we beat last season's crowd and continue to improve on everything we're doing.
Definitely. And another thing was the school of the day, Jeff. We welcomed Riverside School, who I have a personal connection with. My brother went there as our school of the day, having lots of meetings with them recently, as I think we've covered on a couple of
other podcasts. They were fantastic. I mean, they brought a smile to everyone's faces. I mean, for those who don't know, Riverside School is
a special school for 4 to 19-year-olds.
Wow.
So, yeah, it covers a very wide age group and a spectrum of conditions and things like that as well. And, like I say, personal connection there as well.
Just to add into that, they actually come down a couple of days before, didn't they?
They did, yeah. That's a very, very good point. Yeah, we invited the girls' team down to watch the first team train, and then they ended up having a little bit of training time with the first team, which they didn't expect, and had a little kick about on the pitch, had lunch with the players. It was heartwarming, and they had a great time, as everyone knows. And
then it's brilliant. It's great to see Neil and the players just so naturally involved.
It wasn't
a case of forcing a session to stop, for example, and then telling players to come over. It just happened. We took the girls up there, you know, and they naturally broke from their session, started coming over. I must admit, you know, you talk about people you have within your club and everything like that. I mean, we've got a hell of a bunch here.
It is, and it's when things like this happen you realise actually that the people you've got around you and the big hearts that they've all got, even though they're tough guys out on the pitch, they're real softies at heart, and it was lovely to see. They were really engaging with them.
I think that goes back to the fans as well. You go in, they're there after the games, the players, and they talk to the fans and interact with that, and even sort of like the backroom staff such as us. We all know them on a first team basis. They know us, and
I know
that's how your day and talk to you.
No, exactly. I know the parents and kids could have a great time, but I think you had a lovely message from the head teacher as well.
I did, yeah. We got lots of nice quotes from people, but Steve Solomons, the head teacher of both sites, wanted to say to us, on behalf of everyone at Riverside School, we'd like to thank Bromley Football Club for their generous hospitality on Saturday for the home game against Barrow. From the moment our pupils arrived at the ground, they were treated like VIPs and all the staff were welcoming throughout. Pupils clearly enjoyed the game, remained engaged and transfixed, particularly during the second half. When the Bromley goal went in, there was a genuine sense of joy and relief, and they definitely understood the significance of the winning goal. After the game, we were invited onto the pitch by the manager, and captain, and the players couldn't have been more welcoming as they posted photos and high-fived with pupils. They were buzzing afterwards and were full of excitement as they met their families to tell them all about the game. So thank you again, Bromley FC, for giving our pupils a day to remember, and here's to a very bright future together.
It's fantastic. I think it's such a most people might see it as a cliche about the whole Moreland just football thing, and you don't quite realise the power of football amongst other areas of our life and stuff. But another nice touch on Saturday was, some of you may recall, was it the first away game of the season?
Fold.
AFC Fold away, that was it. We got back to the Preston and there was a young Bromley supporter there wanting to shake all the hands of the players as they come off the coach, and we actually managed to catch a little bit of it on video, I think, put it on social media, and it went viral. I think it even got, did it get put in with a Liverpool video or something?
It got combined. What was the non-league banter? Was it the non-league football banter?
It got fines, it went everywhere, and you're sort of like talking over a million views at that point.
It was something to do with Liverpool players getting on the coach and not saying hello to the fans.
You've got everyone, and you've got Jack introducing like this young boy to all of the players coming off, and again it just shows how much they care.
But that was fantastic, and for those who don't know, that little boy's name was James, and his parents are on social media, on Twitter and stuff, and we invited them to be a mascot, we invited James to be a mascot and for the parents to be our guests for a game in the future. That game was Saturday, which was great for them to attend, to be a part of it, and James was mascot. I think he went out with George Porter, did he?
Yeah.
And again, it was just another nice little touch, a nice gesture, I thought, from everyone at the club. And what was even nicer was coming into work on, I think it was yesterday, Wednesday, and getting a letter in the post. I've just got to read it because I just think it sums up a little reminder about what we do, why we do, etc. But dear Jeff, just a very quick letter to say a massive thank you to you and everyone involved on Saturday who looked after us at Barrow FC game. James had an unbelievable day as a mascot, from seeing him in the programme to hearing himself being mentioned in Smudge's pre-match talk, and to walk out with George was amazing for him. His only upsetting moment was when he missed his penalty at half-time. However, he did say better now than when he's older and playing for the first team. The hospitality we received upstairs was outstanding. The food was a great quality and all our needs were taken care of straight away with outstanding service. It was in fact so good that we intend to book ourselves in for a game later on in the season at some point. Finally, the Bromley FC bug has officially taken hold of us Andrews family massively. A welcome we receive every time we come from smiling faces, people's hellos, and the time and effort shown from the players, win, lose or draw, even after Solihull Moors, is something that the club should be extremely proud of. Keep up the amazing work the club is doing as a whole, and you officially have the Andrews full support home and away for many years to come. Thank you so much, Andrews. Absolutely, you know, amazing. Talk about letters like that. To be fair, he does go on and he puts PS, James keeps pestering me every week. Can you possibly change your Wrexham result in the programmes 2-2, please, as it currently says 1-2. Children, lol. So that was absolutely brilliant. I'm back onto the pitch Saturday. We had a couple of players in the old teams of the week.
Yeah, it's fantastic again that Bromley, now we've hit form, that they're starting to be recognised. We had David Gregory that went in the National League team of the week.
Some are not sure about that.
I think 2 weeks in a row, and don't be wrong, the Maidstone game he was phenomenal, but I don't think he had a lot to do against Barrow.
I didn't see much of the game.
He didn't play badly at all, but he didn't have a lot.
I'm sure he'll take it. And the non-league paper team of the week,
Paul Rooney, and I'm sure you'll agree what an impact he's made since he's come in. What a player.
Trouble is, he's a loanee, and I think the only problem is when he keeps playing that good, Colchester are going to want him back one day, aren't they?
On that note, Paul Rooney, when is he on loan till?
It's only a month's loan deal at the moment.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll have to keep abreast of that. Definitely. We'll have to update that in the next podcast, find out what's happening. Obviously, some of you may also be aware, the non-league day as a whole was also sort of backed and was linked into raising money for Prostate Cancer UK, and I think Vanarama really took the lead with regards to raising funds. I think they've rebranded the league, didn't they? They called it the Manorama League.
Manorama League.
Matt, I think you've got some details on it. I think in total they've managed to raise, was it 150,000?
Yeah, so the Manorama campaign made history as the first time in English football rebranded mid-season campaign, and it raised 150 grand in the end, like we've said. In support of the campaign, Vanarama and sister brand Motorama donated £50 to the charity for every van, pickup truck and car it leased. The Lease a Van, Save a Man initiative is running
throughout
September. I don't think
Oh, sorry, I was a carpet.
Car it leased.
Oh, sorry.
I've lost my flow now. Initiative is running throughout September and October. And the cheque for £150,000 was presented to Prostate Cancer UK at the flagship game for non-league day between FC Halifax Town and Chesterfield on the BT Sport Live game.
Right, OK, next up, it's new signing alert. Klaxon, tone, sound effects. Oh, that's all right, that's OK.
Can you just do that on demand?
We can. Well, what we do is we cut it and use it for future
right,
as well.
Right, come on, get on with it.
Today, we announced the signing of Joe Quigley, ex-Maidstone, now ex-Maidstone striker. Matt, you're the man with the stats, so tell us a bit more about him.
Yeah, he's a Republic of Ireland under-21 international, got a good pedigree, very tall, 6'3".
Was he out in Ireland with... For the recently, was that
yes,
this week?
It was. He was on the bench for their under 21 game against Germany, which they fell to a 2-0 defeat in.
Was that here or in Germany? Was that in Germany?
No, it was in Germany. So he's just got back. He started out at FC Bournemouth, was there for nearly 10 years as a youth player and then a professional. Went out on numerous loans, a few of them in the National League, Wrexham very briefly. Torquay as well. Woking was his most prolific.
He's a forward, isn't he?
He is, yeah. He's a striker, yeah. As I say, very tall. Going to definitely put a physical presence in there. That's the feedback we've had from his first training session as well. Like you say, Cookie, he joins Bromley from Maidstone, was at Boreham Wood last year as well.
We even had a bit of interest in him in the summer as well. So I think he's always been on Neil's radar, hasn't he?
Yeah, he says that actually in his interview, that it's not sort of a recent interest. The interest has been there for a long time.
Did he feature against us?
He did, yeah, and actually it's quite interesting. I spoke with him in his interview about that game, funnily enough. Like I say, I managed to catch up with Joe and Neil as well regarding the transfer.
Joe Quigley, welcome to Bromley Football Club. How does it feel to be here?
Cheers, thank you. It's brilliant to get it over the line. It's something that I'd heard about for a couple of weeks, and there was a few things that needed to be sorted out, but I'm buzzing to get it over the line.
Obviously, you played yourselves at Maidstone a few weeks ago. What did you think about Bromley's performance that day?
Yeah, I think that was I played a massive part in me coming in. I was really impressed with the way they were set up and the way they played. I was obviously on the bench, so I got to see a lot of the gaffer from the bench. So no, I was really impressed with how it was run.
For those who haven't seen you play, can you describe yourself as a player, your style of play?
I'm big. I'm 6'4", so I like a battle. I like an aerial duel. I work hard. I'm not the slowest, so I can get in behind if need to be, and I put myself about.
Potentially straight into action this week. FA Cup, obviously away to Gloucester City. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think a cup run would be massive for the club, for the fans, for everything. So no, I'm really looking forward to it.
And you've had a chance quickly to meet your teammates and have a look around. What's your first impressions?
Yeah, no, the setup's really good. I've just had a bit of breakfast with the lads, and obviously we'll go out to training. But no, they've welcomed me well, so I'm buzzing.
Joe, welcome and best of luck.
Cheers. Thank you very much.
Neil, been a busy morning. You signed Joe Quigley.
Yeah, he's... people might think this has been like a last minute thing, but he's someone that I've kept an eye on for a little while, obviously playing against him when he was at Woking. He really impressed, and to get the opportunity to bring another forward in, I grabbed it. He's a good player. He's obviously a Republic of Ireland under 21 international. He comes with good quality, and hopefully we can bring out the best in him.
He's a very big boy as well, isn't he? 6'3", 6'4", can bring something else to the side maybe?
Yeah, no, hopefully. You know, him and Omar, you know, could be a good combination with Junior and George Porter, so there'll be competition for places, which we need. And coming into the, you know, the really tough start part of the season when the pitches are a little bit heavier and maybe not as great, you might have to put a ball in the box and hopefully you can get on the end of them. But I think it's a great acquisition.
Yes, and we travel to Gloucester City in the FA Cup. Funnily, that nearly 4 years ago to the day, we played Evesham at the same ground in an FA Cup fourth qualifying round. And it was a tough game, that one, wasn't it? What were we expecting this week?
Another tough game. We watched them. I went and watched them against Dorking to get through to this round, and they put on a good performance, winning 3-0, and then obviously just losing out to Billericay, who are a strong side in the division below, 1-0 on Saturday. So we don't expect anything other than a tough game. We're going to go there prepared, obviously bringing in reinforcements as well, because bringing Joe in, he's not cup tied in any way, so he's up for selection. And we go there making sure that we do our best to get through to the next round of the FA Cup.
How is everyone else at the minute? Obviously it's a bit different, the FA Cup.
Yeah, no, everything's fine. We haven't prepared any differently from a league game to the FA Cup. We wouldn't do. we give everything a full focus, and we've done the same. We have a training session today, and you know, everybody's up for selection. It's how they do in the next couple of days to warrant getting in that team.
Neil, best of luck for the game, and we'll speak to you after.
Thank you very much.
Great to hear from both Big Boy and Neil there. I can't believe he said he's a big boy.
So many times, only just been picked up.
Anyway, brilliant. Delighted to welcome him into Bromley Football Club. Obviously, Mason haven't played in a cup or anything, so he's no eligibility issues. He's obviously going to be available for selection by the sounds of it on Saturday.
Good to go.
Which is great news for Neil and the team. Moving away from football, ever so slightly, very briefly, we've managed to get ourselves nominated for two Bromley Business Awards, Matt.
Like you say, Jeff, not one, but two. The first one of those is the Best Business for Innovation and Growth, and the other award is the Best Business for Use of Social Media and Marketing.
Boom.
So really exciting, isn't it? Great, an honour, really, to be shortlisted.
So, as it were, when do we find out if we won anything?
So I believe it's the 30th of November. It's the day before the Wrexham home game. So, yeah, hopefully we'll be coming into work the next morning, absolutely hopping, skipping and jumping.
That's still nice to be nominated, I guess.
Very.
Not preempting the fact we might lose, but I'm just saying. It's got nice to be nominated.
Who knows?
Okay, moving on. Bromley boys, I'm sure everyone listening to this has already seen it. I'm sure they have, and I'm sure they're desperate to get themselves a copy of it on DVD or other electronical format. Matthew, how can they do that?
Yes, so
is it being released? It's been released Monday, isn't it?
It's the 22nd, yeah, Monday. So it's going to be available in Sky Store, Virgin Media, Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, Asda, and HMV. So yeah, I'll certainly be grabbing my copy.
I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't expecting Asda to come up in the list of high-end premium retailers. It threw me a bit. Fantastic. But with the DVD release coming out Monday, obviously I'm sure there's loads of press going on. One such event is a One Show. Are we on the One Show?
We are.
We're going to the One Show, aren't we?
When I say we, I mean the Bromley Football Club are on the One Show. But
Bromley Football Club are
we're
on
actually going to be there as well, aren't we?
Yeah. We are, yeah.
We're going to be at BBC Broadcasting House.
Can't wait.
Oh, we can't mess this up.
No, we've got to go.
Professional. Is it Martin McCutcheon?
Yes,
it
is.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Glamour.
Brilliant. Bromley on the One Show. Can't believe it.
I think we've got Neil. I think Neil and Emma are going, aren't they?
I believe so, yeah.
Why
not?
You want to go, Jeff?
No, I'm going, yeah. I'm going. Could get there, can't anything?
Might join you.
But also, as well as the One Show, are they doing Soccer AM?
Are they going to
be on Soccer AM? Because aren't they trying? I think they're trying to get the Bromley fans to go on there or something, aren't they?
It's the 3rd of November, so it's the day of the Hartlepool game. Alan Davies and Brennock, who plays Dave Roberts in the film, are both going to be on there. So yeah,
Alan Davies, isn't it? Alan Davies.
That's what I said. Whoever's written this.
He's a big boy.
That's amazing. Fantastic. I can't believe that. I can't go over the One Show.
No, it's brilliant.
It's pretty short notice as well. We only found out, what, yesterday, was it?
Blimey. Yeah. We'll have to wear our Bromley gear. You're all Bromley geared up. You'll have your tracksuit.
Oh, we've got to be all Bromley'd up, Cookie. Yeah. Like you are right now. Looking
well, I thought you
stunning.
Were going to the full Monty.
Well, you know, I might have to pull a few.
Your social calendar's getting bigger and bigger, isn't it?
It is. Well, what can I say?
A big thank you to your Churchill Theatre, though. Obviously, as part of our relationship with them, we do a business lunch.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. So
once a month. Does it always fall on the same day?
It does. Yeah. So Chloe is going to go to this one along with Lynn.
Oh, he runs our events.
So
Chloe's going.
Yes,
and Lynn, okay.
And Lynn are both going to represent the club at this one. So I'll be looking forward to hearing back. More about the business meeting than
do they know. We're going
production.
To the One Show, though.
I think so. Yeah, yeah, they do.
I don't think they do. I reckon they'll be a bit annoyed that we've sent them to the full Monty while we've gone. Oh no, they won't.
The girls
love
and
that.
Yeah, hot men taking their clothes off. It's going to be right up their street.
No, that's why I've switched.
I just wanted to thank Churchill as well. Last month went to go and see Tottenham Legends.
Whoa. No, it can't start talking about other football
clubs. I'm not going to say. It's just a big thank to them.
Right, hang on, where are we? It's an FA Cup special, this was, wasn't it? We're supposed to be talking about the FA Cup game. Gloucester, Saturday. FA Cup, fourth round qualifying. 25 grand to play for. Place in the first round. Get to the first round. Who's the biggest clubs in the first round?
Sunderland.
Oh, my lord.
30,000.
Whoa, rewind. We can't start talking about that yet.
Can you do a rewind noise quick?
We got... No.
Because... that was very, very...
This is going downhill.
My video I played didn't make that noise. We actually played at the Jubilee Stadium almost 4 years ago to the day that we're going to be facing Gloucester.
Oh, throwback Thursday. It is
Thursday. United. Yeah, and obviously, for those of you with the good memories, like myself, you will recall that we had a 2-1 victory there, courtesy of two goals from Danny Waldron. It wasn't an easy afternoon at all. It was the season we got promoted. And
was that in the Conference South?
Really.
Conference,
that was the Conference South winning season. Yeah, it was a good day out, actually, wasn't it? It was a nice, tidy little ground.
The video, there's still the a video online, I think, from behind the scenes. Oh, didn't their chairman or their steward or something
was
got pulled into our dressing room?
As a steward, came in and started celebrating.
Because Danny Waldron nicked your inflatable FA Cup, didn't he?
Yeah, so we all went down the tunnel, and that's when I was doing the filming for the time. So, and I think Tim was up there as well. I went in there and... who was it? Yeah, it was Danny Waldron, I think, before. And I think Mark was in the change room. He was doing a talk down like World Arm Players. And then someone just kicked open the door and gone, come on, boys, everyone's just got to start getting up. And it just all erupted.
Oh, we'll have to find that video.
How good was that? I remember it. Crystal clear.
Oh, fantastic. Obviously, everyone seems as excited as always for the FA Cup. We've got a sold out supporters coach making a journey.
Brilliant.
The players are heading up on the day via train, via Paddington. Hopefully, that's all sorted out now. Matthew, you got the ticket details, or is it? It's pay on the gate, isn't it?
It is pay on the gate.
Making
yes,
their own
absolutely.
Way there.
Yeah, there are further details, obviously, on our website over at www.bromleyfc.co.uk if you want to find out more information on that.
Fantastic. And just on the supporters coach note, Jamie Thomas and the guys, they've still got the unofficial supporters coach for, is it a Chesterfield game?
Yes, it is the Chesterfield game.
Still
I think there's still a couple
available.
Of spaces. He's done really well, to be fair, Jamie, with help from David Gregory Sr. as well in rallying up the support for that coach. And I believe it's almost full, but there are some spaces still available. Drop a message on Twitter. I think it's at 666 Jamie Thomas if you're interested.
Fantastic. Back to Gloucester. I don't know too much about him, if I'm honest, Matt. Thankfully, they've got their own version of you.
They do.
His name is Matt.
Also called Matt, yeah.
And he's very kindly taken some time out to provide us with some audio as he gives us a preview and sort of review of their season so far, amongst other things. So, let's cut to that. This is Matt from Gloucester giving us the lowdown on their season so far.
Hi, I'm Matt at Gloucester City Football Club. Looking forward to the game this Saturday. Just to give you a bit of background on our team. We have had a fairly inconsistent season so far. Few wins, few defeats. Coming into the season, we'd lost a few of our first team regulars from last season, have gone to other clubs, so no one was quite sure how we were going to do this season. Probably suffered a bit from not scoring many goals in the league, so the cup run's been pretty good, where we've managed to score quite a few goals. I think before Saturday we'd scored 11 in 4, I think it was, something like that. Our star players to look out for, we've got a young 18-year-old left back called Noah Smurden. He's really broken through into the team this season. He was capped by England schoolboys. He captained England schoolboys actually earlier this year, and he's been putting in some really good performances at left back. Jake Jackson, one of our strikers, has hit a good form. Hit some good goal scoring form after having a bit of an injury as well earlier in the season. Jamie Edge in central midfield has been very inconsistent. Has been very consistent. And unfortunately, a player who you won't see on Saturday because he's suspended is Fabien Robert. He's a striker who was brought in on loan from Forest Green Rovers of League Two about a month ago. He's a very, very talented player. He scored within 17 seconds of his debut, actually. And he's really helped us to get to this fourth qualifying round. Unfortunately, one of the bookings was for celebrating a goal, jumping over the fence and celebrating in front of the French flag. So he'll probably regret that now he's suspended. But he's a player that... unfortunately, we won't see on Saturday.
Comprehensive review there of their season so far. Interesting to hear about the suspension. I wasn't aware of that, Matt. neither was Matt.
Let's keep recording.
I can't believe it.
Excuse me.
Surprise you more than me.
I'm assuming we're carrying on. So Fabien Robert, a very, very good player. And in fact, we were very, very surprised, with all due respect, that he was playing in the Conference South. On loan from Forest Green, of course, and was at Aldershot on loan from them last year as well. A real flair player. Very good, sort of John Goddard-esque type player. Very good at linking up the midfield and the forwards. A bit of a comical reason behind his suspension. But no doubt that that will come as good news to us, as he's a very good player. Jamie Edge as well in the Gloucester team was with Western Supermare back in our battles in the Conference South, and was actually in the team, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, when we won the title here at Hayes Lane.
Blimey, I don't know if I'm correct you or not. I wouldn't even, not a clue. Matt from Gloucester.
Matt Phillips,
Goes on to give us a summary of their past fortnight. Because for those of you not been aware, it hasn't been the most straightforward of fortnights for Gloucester.
No, lots of change, hasn't there? Obviously, starting with the manager and the new manager coming in. And that was Chris Todd. And here's what Matt had to say about it all.
It's been quite a hectic few weeks for the club. Our manager was approached by Hereford FC to be their new manager, and he left a couple of weeks ago, took with him the assistant manager and the analyst. So we've had caretaker managers in charge of the club for the last few games. So this Saturday will be the first game in charge for our new manager, Chris Todd. So I hope to see maybe a bit of new manager syndrome from the players, and really hope to see them up their performances, looking to impress a new manager. We, unfortunately, when we lost our old manager, we had a goalkeeper on loan from Derby at the beginning of the season called Matt Yates, and he put in some really good performances. He would have probably been our best player so far this season. But as soon as our manager went to Hereford, Derby recalled the loan and then sent Yates back out on loan to Hereford. So that didn't go down too well among our fans. Fortunately, our keeper from last season, Andrew Hanna, is fit again, and he came in straight away into the team on Saturday and put in some really good performances. So expect to see him in goal again.
So a pretty eventful fortnight there for Gloucester. Obviously on the result front, Matt. You're not Matt, you're David.
I've been called worse. Obviously, the last result was away to Billericay. They lost 1-0, which was a close game compared to Billericay's recent run of form, where they've been winning sort of like your 3-4-0s and your 9-0s the other week. So
your finances are not doing that.
not a bad result despite the loss.
But obviously in the previous round of the FA Cup, they were taken to a replay.
Yeah, they were taken to a replay by Bostic Premier team Dorking Wanderers. Obviously managed to get back there, and they'd done the deed nice and easy when they got it back there. No worries.
Yeah, so obviously they drew, was it 3-3 at their own place?
Yep.
Got to the replay down at Dorking, and I think all of us lot went. I mean, Jerry was there, Neil Smith was there, I think Alan Dunn was there, I think most of the Bromley boys were there to watch that replay, weren't they? Yeah. Matt actually goes into a bit more detail about their recent results now.
We, in terms of our results, our best results were last week, the FA Cup replay against Dorking away. Even though they're a league below, we'd thrown away the lead three times in the home tie, and Dorking were a very, very good side, to be honest with you. So to go away without an official manager in charge and to win quite comprehensively was a really good result. And last Saturday as well, although it was a defeat to Billericay, to go away to the top of the league and really outplay them for large parts of the game was one of the best performances this season, even though the result wasn't there. So it's given our manager a lot to think about.
Brilliant. A big thank you to Matt Phillips there at Gloucester City for giving us the lowdown on Gloucester themselves. I must admit, he did send us a lot more audio as well. He went on to mention their all-time record appearance holder. I think Tom Webb retired recently and has become their assistant manager. Also, they've got hopefully some good news regarding their stadium. I think they've been ground chaired for 10 years now, but hopefully they might have found a home back in Gloucester. Obviously, we wish them all the best with that. And an interesting fact, they've not qualified for the first round since 2013.
Very interesting.
Hopefully that record continues.
yeah, hopefully it's not broken this weekend.
So that's the FA Cup covered. Last week we asked a question for a question, did we?
We asked a question for a question.
It all went a bit tough, I remember.
Beep. Can we... we was absolutely inundated with your guys' questions.
Some more sensible than others.
Yep, and we've picked out Georgie Weaver's. That's at Georgie Weaver 96 on Twitter, where she got in touch with us. Question for the podcast could be: what was your favourite away ground to visit?
Very good question. That I've got my answer
open,
ready,
doesn't it?
Yeah.
So,
what
don't
is,
tell us.
I'm not what
tell
is you. What is your favourite away ground to visit,
mic, David? It's a very good question.
Wow, that is. That's got me thinking.
Oh, I've got mine.
There's so many from obviously the years that you've been here, and we've got obviously we've got people all over the place that have been to different grounds before. So, it doesn't just have to be the new grounds like the likes of Tranmere and that. You might like Bristol Manor Farm, for instance, if you've been down there a few years ago. It's really open that question.
Twerton Park. I love Twerton Park in Bath. I love going there.
No, I got concussion there. Smacked my head on a beam when filming.
Yeah, you are useless. Honestly, I tell you what, that's made me think though. My top 10 worst grounds I like to go to.
Crabble.
I think a few. I've got quite a lot. Yeah, most of them are still going to, unfortunately. But yeah, brilliant. So, Matt, how can they get in touch with us?
You can email us podcast@bromleyfc.co.uk, or you can tweet us at @BromleyFC using the hashtag #RavensWeekly.
Okay, I think that's about all we've got time for in this week's episode. You'll be listening to the official Bromley FC podcast sponsored by Crown Ash Development. As ever, a big thank you to Matt and Cookie.
Thank you.
In reviewing the podcast so far, I've noticed it does sound like Matt is in a bath for every time he cuts. I think we might have to buy him his own mic next time. We'll be back again next week. In the meantime, don't forget to follow us on Saturday. We'll have all the usual updates, etc., over on the website, bromleyfc.co.uk. Thanks again for listening, and we'll be back again next week. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from.